Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, isn't that beautiful? Our official band with our official music, Newborn. Check them out at newborn.com. They just came out with a new EP that you will love, and we will soon be playing more of the songs from that EP. It is now time to step into the Tippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality, the side that allows you to reshape your life, step into your power, and to connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Felsenstein, and I am dedicated to explore a life that is lived with clarity, confidence, control, and awareness. Tippy Talk is where we go from where you are to where you want to be. And today you want to be in a positive Sunday mood so that you can enjoy the day, which happens to be a pretty gloomy day in New York City, and it looks like it's going to rain any minute. So if you are in the East Coast, especially in New York City or the five boroughs, get your umbrella ready if you are one to use an umbrella, or maybe your hat or your raincoat, because I can feel it in my bones. It is going to rain today. But I got really inspired today, and I'm looking at this so-called gloomy weather, and it looks nice to me because I got so inspired. And the person that inspired me today was Hank Wasiak, or Wasiak. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name. And so I'm going to read you something that he wrote that I read that is so inspirational. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. Because today, it was very weird awakening to my dreams. I had a dream this morning, must have been maybe between 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning, that somebody was going into my shower, walking into my shower without my permission, and they walked out of the shower and they left the house, and they left the shower really dirty. And in my dream, I got really, really upset. And then I woke up to go to the bathroom, and I was about to get into the bathroom. The door was open, the lights were on, and guess what? Somebody was in the shower, and that person actually was somebody that was sleeping downstairs. And my concern was that they were going to clean the shower afterwards, which, of course, it was fine. but it kind of made me think that maybe I should pay more attention to my dreams because maybe they have more of a basis in reality. And really, in life, we don't have that much time to pay attention to our dreams, but they definitely always have a message for us. And trying to figure out what it is, to me, is a lot of fun. And so that's how I woke up. And then the next thing I did was get this article that I read by Hank Wisiak, and I thought it was so inspirational, and so I had to share it with you. Let me tell you who he is. Hank Wisiak is a communications industry leader who has worked with the corporate elite of global businesses. He's a co-founder of the Concept Farm, best-selling author. He's a teacher. He's a keynote speaker. He's a 14-time Emmy-nominated TV producer and a 3-time Emmy award-winning television host as a Reiki master. Hank retired as vice chairman of McCain Erickson, and he served on that company's board managing McCain's largest global clients. Hank was president of London-based Gears Cross Advertising and president of Ketchum Communication. Hank also was the president of Brown Foreman Joe's Garner Division, of COO of Somerset Importers, and EVP of Charles of the Ritz. Now he serves on the National and Founders Affiliate Boards of the American Heart Association. Hank teamed up with Dr. Catherine D. Kramer, who is a PhD author and business consultant, to create one of today's most innovative and powerful business self-help book series based on asset-based thinking. Running Press has published 3 books in the series, which are called Change the Way You See Everything, Change the Way You See Yourself, and Change the Way You See Everything for Teens. Hank is executive producer and host of the Concept Farms Emmy Award TV show, Cool in Your Code, and he won 3 consecutive New York Emmys for his on-camera performances in his innovative interview series, Back on the Block and Code Read. Hank also had extensive experience teaching marketing communication at a number of prestigious universities. And Hank currently teaches in the graduate school at USC Marshall School of Business. He has held adjunct assistant professorship at Pace University and has taught at Eckerd College, University of South Florida, and the University of Louisville. Hank holds a bachelor's degree in advertising from Pace University and an MBA from the Baruch School of Business. So that is who Hank Wisiak is. And I guess his website would be hankwaciak.com if you want to hear more of what he has to say. And wow, that is really impressive. I had no idea, and I have never heard of the concept of positive-based thinking or positive asset thinking. Or asset-based thinking. That's what I meant to say. Never heard of it before. So today is for me the first time I heard of that, and the first time I heard of this guy, which I'm definitely going to follow. So let me read to you what inspired me so much, because I know you're dying to hear it, and then I'll tell you what I think about it. And this is about basically the asset-based thinking. Great. Obviously, I know that thinking is a very powerful force in your life. We don't realize that thinking are things, physical, materialistic things, just as everything else is. And I have realized that. And I have also realized that planning has so much more power than I always thought it was. And that's why I wrote the book Planning Power. But the idea of asset-based thinking is taking the work that I did of planning power way to another level. So I'm going to read you what he wrote. Is the glass half full or half empty? The name of this article actually has to do with being half full or half empty. Let me see. The name of this article is focus on what's in the glass. Okay, so that's why he starts it that way. Focus on what's in the glass. So the question is the glass half full or half empty? I'm a 66-year-old and have been blessed to have a good life, a wonderful family, and a pretty successful career. At 60, I discovered asset-based thinking. And since then, I have found more meaning in work, determination, personal fulfillment, confidence, and humility than I could ever have imagined. As I contemplated what's ahead, I found it rewarding to look back through the lens of asset-based thinking, which is called ABT, and imagine the upside of the future. What ABT has shown me is that the glass is neither half full nor half empty. It's both. So focus on what's in the glass. And here are 5 ABT insights guiding me that I hope will help you too. So that's how he introduces the 5 ABT insights. Okay, so which was discovered 6 years ago, because he discovered it when he was 60 and he's now 66 years old. So insight number 1 is power is who you are, not what you have. You always have something of value to add. Always be authentic, be yourself rather than relying on external sources to fuel your progress. Look inside yourself to find your signature presence, your unique combination of passions, capabilities, qualities, values, and beliefs. Let passion be your power, and the most magnetic version of you will shine through. Embrace your assets. Never doubt them. Put them out there for people to see and watch what happens. So today, Sunday, be yourself. Allow yourself to be. Don't doubt any instinct that might pop into you. Like, I had a dream, and then I woke up and I said, it's a dream. Just got upset in my dream, let go of it. And then I discovered that, wow, my dream was real. I walked out and it was right there in front of me. So today, just go out and be yourself to the fullest extent of the law. That was number 1. Okay, so number 2 of the 5 ABT insights is forget perfection and pursue progress. Preoccupation will eliminate flaws. To achieve perfection is pointless and invites self-absorption. Relentlessly pursuing progress promotes self-awareness and growth. Measure everything you do by the progress you make towards your aspiration. Never stop learning. So don't worry about completing something into perfection, but measure it based on, are you going towards what you are aspiring to accomplish, not is this perfect, because perfection never really ever is acquired. And it's very frustrating if that's what you want. And I do know a few people who are self-proclaimed perfectionists, and I can tell you that they are very frustrated at the endless job of being a perfectionist. So today, if you are a perfectionist, try to suspend that for one day and see how you feel. And if you're not a perfectionist on a regular basis, then today be aware of measuring your progress based on what you want to accomplish, not based on how you're doing perfectly. For example, if you're preparing a speech to give this week and you have it prepared, you're ready to do it, if it isn't perfect, it's okay. You don't have to be on your dime the first time you ever give a speech. And I'm talking about if you are preparing a speech for the first time to give in front of a group of people, which could be really, really intimidating. And if I'm talking to you, you know who you are. Okay, I'm ready to move on to number 3.
be an opportunity advocate rather than a problem solver. And that's a huge shift of thinking. A problem solver means that you're always focusing on what problems you can solve. An opportunity advocate, you're always looking for an opportunity, even within a problem and even within regular life. So today, look for opportunity. But let me read you what he says. He said, I spent most of my early years in business helping clients avoid or solve problems. And why not? Solving problems yields a tangible result and gets you a pat on the back. The problem with the problem fixation is that it usually protects the status quo and at best winds up being a zero-sum game. Try seeing problems as just a pause. See through them and focus on how much you can accomplish by spending most of the time seizing opportunities, finding the potential in people rather than seeing their shortcomings. And taking opportunistic risks rather than avoiding them. Jump in, immerse yourself in opportunity. And that's for me a huge shift because I always find myself taking pride in my ability to solve problems, my own and my clients and everybody that I come in contact with. When I see a problem, anybody's problem, my first instinct is to delve in and try to help them solve that problem. And so for me to shift that into looking for opportunities and advocating opportunities is really, really big. So for me, this is definitely a step for me, which is step number three, is for me to look for opportunities. And if you want to join me and look for opportunities today too, oh, that would be amazing. I would love to hear what happened at the end of today because now it's only 8 o'clock in the morning. And point number four is mentors matter. Imitate shamelessly and often. No matter how long you've been at it, you can be both a mentor and be a mentored. They go hand in hand. Everyone needs guidance, inspiration, and motivation. Find people you admire and put them on your Mount Rushmore. Let them know how much you admire them and why mentoring can come from anywhere, anyone, at any time. Keep your vision turned on and tuned in so you don't miss the many gifts that mentoring brings. So look for a mentor today. For me personally, it's always been a problem to find a good mentor until I realized that anybody can be a mentor. You can even be watching a three-year-old doing something and all of a sudden learn some significant lesson from it. And there you go. You've just been mentored by a three-year-old. But actively seeking out to be mentored is really one of the ways that I found this article that I'm sharing today that I'm really so excited about. So this guy, Steve Wozniak, is my mentor. And now that I just said his name again, wow, I have heard of him before. I actually went to in Pasadena to hear a speech. It was professional speeches, speaking forum for many, many people. And Steve Wozniak was the person that spoke over there. And now it's coming into my brain and I'm remembering who he is. He's the man that worked with Jobs, I forgot his first name, Steve Jobs. That is the creator of Apple. So that's how I know him. See, he actually has kind of crossed paths with me by me watching him give a speech, which I loved because he was talking about how he and Steve started Apple and how he put together a typewriter and a television. He was asked to create a personal PC. And that's how the computer really got started. It was their work, his and Steve's work originally. Wow, Steve Wozniak, yeah, that's how he pronounces his name. And I just remember that now by him saying, look for a mentor, because I definitely saw him as a mentor that day when I watched him in Pasadena. Thank you, my friend, for taking me there. See, he totally blocked him out, had no clue who he is. Did not know that he was the creator of this asset-based thinking because he didn't mention it then. So I guess he must have been right when he was, because this was like maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago. So it might have been when he just started working with acid-based thinking, but he didn't mention it on his speech that I saw him in Pasadena. Yeah, he's so excited about that, that I actually did see him before. But let me go to the fifth point, which is leave legacy now. Leaving a legacy makes your life meaningful. Leaving your legacy changes the game because what you do right now contributes to your legacy in real time. Building your legacy in the present inspires others. We all have at least one mighty cause in us, a reason for being that gives us special meaning. Finding yours and making that part of your legacy is one of the best gifts you can give yourself. And this is how he ends this article. Life is good. The life you can imagine and create is even better. Live on the upside. And so living your legacy and living legacy makes your life meaningful. Leaving a legacy is actually spelled wrong here. It says leaving a legacy, like to leave, instead of L-I-V, it's L-E-A-V. But it's about living your life every moment with the idea of what legacy am I going to leave behind by living this life always on your mind. So you're actually creating your legacy moment by moment, day by day. So today, think about the legacy that today is going to be saying about you. And for example, if you're in school and you are contemplating the major that you want to do and the profession that you want to get into, and let's say you want to be a social worker, and somebody tells you, no, if you're going to be a social worker, why don't you take it to the next level and be a therapist, which will incorporate doing social work as well as therapy and help people. Today, make the decision of where you want to go, whether you want to leave a legacy of or be. It's a very powerful day. Make today the beginning of your legacy and start unfolding your story the way you want it to. And you know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. You're the one that is in school right now. You're the one that's deciding what major you're going to take. So take your step. Have an amazing day, because I have been really inspired and I really hope that I inspired you. Because now we've come to the end of our time together here on Tippy Top. It has been wonderful chatting with you. Everybody knows who they are. And thank you for joining us. You've been listening to Tippy Talk, where we bid you a magical journey. And we ask you to let your talent be your potion. So for now, I'm going to let you listen to some beautiful music from Newborn as we say goodbye.
Been running through me like you got somewhere to be. You're stuck in a full-time daydream, always in a rush. I know you're busy for lunch, taking pictures of your coffee. Flying. your aviators, but your heart is on autopilot, yeah.
Love yourself unconditionally, deeply listen to your heart's desire, and every day take at least one courageous and inspired step toward making your dream a reality.